7, as the graphics to this program may have indicated. It is episode 48 of the Still Spinning Podcast. I am Dan. That lady over... Wait a minute. What are we doing?
I know. I thought you were... I thought it was pretty interesting. You were letting it go.
Ah, there we go.
We were on the wrong sides.
Actually, it doesn't matter, really, does it? Because...
No,
I was just thinking the only thing I was... In my brain, I was like, well, when we put our names up and stuff, it's going to be wrong. But I don't think that's the case. Let's move it back and let's see.
All right.
See.
Let me testing.
Put the... Yeah, let's... It should just go to the right window here.
It does.
It doesn't matter. How about that? So we'll just do that. We'll just do it this way today.
It's like sleeping on the wrong side of the bed.
Right. It doesn't really matter, but
it feels weird.
It does. So
yeah.
Well, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Still Spinning Podcast. It is Eclipse Day. I hope you got a chance to get out there and view the eclipse before. Did you do anything good this weekend?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Did I?
I don't know. How would I know?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't talked to you.
I thought it was a leading question. I was like, you did that thing on the weekend. I'm like, did I?
I don't know what you did. Did you do a thing?
I mean, I had a show. It was fine.
Okay. You know. So I also had a show. I was up in St. Cloud, Wisconsin. St. Cloud, Wisconsin.
Different.
Funny story, very quickly. Somebody came up to me and they listened to our podcast.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. So when they saw that I was booked, they looked up my name. Somehow they found it. They liked our podcast. They went back and they listened to like several other episodes because they were telling me, oh, yeah, then you guys talked about this and then you talked about this. I'm like, I forgot about that. Yeah, we did. You're right. And so first time it's happened where I had a podcast listener come up to it. Now, granted, it was because of the comedy show. They went and looked it up.
Still.
But still, it was a podcast listener who came up to me at a show.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's so awesome. I've had people come up, but it's all people I know.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yes, this is the first, I guess what I'm saying, it's the first time somebody I did not know, I had no idea who they were, came up to me and said, hey, listen to your podcast.
I love that. Someone out in the wild.
Yes. Right. It's a wildling who did that. Yes. So, remember everybody, you go to our website at stillspinningpodcast.com and be a supporter or what we call a spinner here at the show. And today was a great day for all of our spinners because there was an eclipse going on outside and you had eclipse glasses courtesy of the Still Spinning Podcast.
And they were the correctly rated ones. They were not like the ones Amazon recalled.
Oh, did they recall some?
Oh, yeah, they did.
Well, I knew that was going to happen because all of a sudden, you know, there's all these cheap old everybody trying to sell and they're like probably selling like 3D glasses and, you know, things like that as...
as eclipse glasses.
Yes. Yep. And I was all worried. I'm like, what if I did buy these off of Amazon, by the way.
Right.
And I bought them, but I bought them like, what was it? Like 2 months ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah. And so we talked about it and, actually we didn't talk about it. I just sent them out and then told you what it was. Right.
Correct. Yeah. That's how it usually goes with our swag.
Right. So anyway, I bought them a while back and I did when I bought them, made sure that they were like the right ISO rating. I went and looked it up because I'm like, well, that would be my luck. That would be the, you know, the end of the Still Spinning Podcast is all of our spinners,
us.
The people who financially support us all have burned out retinas because I sent them some crappy glasses. So, so glad
I knew
you
that you went through all
it.
The checks. I had full faith that if you sent them out, we were good.
Let's see. Linda says, loved my glasses. So did Carla. You're welcome, Carla. I'm glad you guys are like that. Yeah, and then Carla noticed right up front, you guys are on different sides. Yes,
we are.
We flipped it around. The little lights aren't twinkling, Clark. I know, Ed. No. Thanks for noticing.
Yes. And we had a couple folks, or at least one, sent me a picture of them with their still spinning glasses and their... do you want me to show it?
Well, can you show it because I thought I had it on my phone because I thought you texted it to me.
I did text it to you.
No, you didn't.
14 things. I thought I did. Oh, no, you know why? I sent it to you in Facebook Messenger.
Right,
that's where it was sent to me.
Yes, that's why.
Yes. So here is our still spinning fan, Rachel, and her wife.
And she's got...
Sue, look at that. She held the bag up and everything.
They got the envelope it came in, too.
Yep.
Yes.
That was my friend Tiffany's favorite part was our custom envelope. I was like, Dan does not mess around.
No. Well, Sticker Mule does not mess around, and they sent out nice, you know.
If you ever want to get Dan to buy something, just send him some sort of ad and tell him it's a really good discount.
Coupon. It is a good discount.
Coupon. I also love a good discount.
Oh, it's a good coupon.
Oh, a good coupon. If I can get a good deal on something, I'll probably buy it just because it's a good deal.
So let's talk about the eclipse. Did you get out? And I know you got out and enjoyed it because you were texting me.
I was. Yes. So I was like, wait, Dan, can I look at the sun like now as it's coming? What time should I go outside? So Dan was sending me updates of like, now's when you should go out. You should start to see it.
And I was pretty right, wasn't it? Like
you were dead on.
Yeah.
Dead
well, on. Well, NASA was. I didn't do any of those.
Well, but I didn't hear it from NASA. I heard it from you.
All right.
And you were dead on. Yes. Yeah, so we went out and so we started going out around 1 and then went out every 15 minutes and looked at it. It was pretty cool.
It was a little creepy as far as like the light.
Yes.
Right. And think about that. That was so. I thought it was more. I thought it was going to be a little darker than it was.
Yeah, same.
But it was a weird light. Like it was. I don't know how to explain it. But I'm looking at that. Like that's 10% of the sun. Yeah. It's only 10% of the sun that's getting to the Earth, or that's getting to where we are on the Earth right now. And so, how weird is that? That it got that was still 10%. Think how powerful that is.
Yeah, that's exactly what Paul said. He's like, "What? Just think about it. It was sort of like you had sunglasses on when you didn't. Like the sun, you knew the sun was still out, but there was something that was dimmer about it. And like our hallways looked really weird for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, the whole house. Yeah, because the way, I mean, I'm sure it has to do with the wavelengths of the light that was actually getting to us and all that kind of stuff. Because yeah, I'm sitting here working and outside just had a creepy like pre-storm vibe to it or something. There was some weird. And then the birds were kind of chirping like they do early in the morning.
Oh, I did not notice that, but I'm not really in an area where.
Yeah, we have a crap ton of birds in both of these trees out here. And in the morning, it's actually quite annoying, but because there's no sleeping in with the birds.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. I am definitely familiar with that. Is there also, can you not park your car under it? Because let me tell you, I do not like to park my car under the trees on the block that I park on.
Thankfully, it's off of the off of the way, so we
that's
really,
smart.
Yeah, and so that was pretty cool today. The next eclipse that we have, it's going to be a while before we have one here, but I think the next eclipse is what is called an annular eclipse.
Oh,
so
an annular eclipse?
Yes. A what?
Is that different?
It's not it's an annular eclipse.
Oh, annual.
Annular. Yeah. And it's where so right now the moon was close to the Earth. That's why it blocks out the whole sun, right?
Oh, okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, the next eclipse that we have, it's going to be further away from the Earth. It's going to be further out in its rotation.
Okay.
So it will not block the entire sun. It'll go in front of the sun. It'll be a full circle, but the outer edge of the sun will still be there because the moon is further back than where it was this time. So it won't block the entire sun next time. So
I had someone that I know posted a time lapse video of them they were on Lake Ontario looking towards Toronto, and it was cloud cover. But you could just see how dark it got there. Like, it didn't get that dark here. At least it didn't feel like it was that dark. Like, there was something noticeably different, but it wasn't dark. This looked like nighttime, dark. And then it came back. It was pretty cool.
Information adjustment says, and it gets even more different under a total eclipse. I bet it does. If you haven't seen one, put it on your bucket list. It's worth it. Does that mean you saw it today? Let us know. I'd be interested to know if that. I guess that means he probably saw it, or if I don't know if it was a different one.
Or the last one, because the last one was like 2017.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while, by the way, before we get our next one.
2044, baby.
Yeah. So
that's at least in North America.
And that's the next total eclipse. There's an annular eclipse or two maybe in between there, but the next annular total eclipse is annular eclipse.
Annual.
Yes. Gotta say that right, because otherwise it becomes something completely
very
different.
Although I think I saw that movie. Annular eclipse.
Was it a movie or a video?
Well, is there a difference?
Yeah. Yes, there is. If there's a Hollywood production behind it, it's a movie. If it's Dave in the garage.
Right. Dave and Raj.
Yes.
I love that that'd be their names. Yeah. Just Dave and Raj.
Okay. Information adjustment says he saw it in 2017, right? I would love to see a total eclipse, but it's going to be 2044 the next time that comes around. And
in North America, Dan, you'll just have to go see it in Europe.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed I get to 2044. Yeah, right? I know.
I mean, I guess that is not...
No, we're not. We're at that point now.
We're not that young anymore.
Yes, right. That's
where it might be a thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of hope you make it, I have a little video to share with everybody.
Hold on a minute. This is my this is my sister-in-law.
Oh, okay.
She says, I saw the eclipse today and now I can't see anymore. I'm blind.
You know what, sister-in-law, would have helped? Had you been a supporter of our show.
That's right. If you were.
You would have had some eclipse viewing glasses from us.
Yep. So
just throwing it out there.
Not going to say that, you know, we're not going to say we told you so, but.
Or that you've made some poor life choices.
Before we also, but besides, besides anything my sister-in-law just said, and I'm kidding. I hope you really are not blind. Oh, she's like, I know I'm terrible.
Hope you're okay.
I'll remind you like I remind everybody, if you watch our Still Spinning podcast and you do not subscribe and support the show, it's like stealing. So. Mm.
And sometimes it's bad for your health.
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly.
Like if you look at an eclipse without the glasses, that is bad for your health.
It's like stealing and it can cause health problems.
Blindness. Not subscribing may cause blindness.
Somebody said they were at the Adler Planetarium. There was just a guy wearing 7 regular sunglasses.
No, that Charlotte.
That does not work.
Not good.
No.
I did have my eclipse glasses over my sunglasses.
Well, that's fine. I mean,
light's a big migraine trigger for me, I'm like, let's not risk this. Let's double up.
I can't be the only one who tried to like put the eclipse glasses in front of the camera to try to take a picture. I tried it 50 times. I couldn't get it because I don't know how this works, but the iPhone uses like 3 different cameras to make one picture. So like I'm trying to cover it up.
It might have worked on mine, but I didn't even think to try that.
You didn't? I would have assumed everybody would have tried that.
Trying to just shoot.
Well, everybody, but all the pictures I saw of people trying to take it on their cell phone, none of them work. So it's okay. But last thing I want to mention is, look, we all lived, and if you'd have popped on any of the newscasts before the eclipse, you'd have thought the end of the world was here, right? You would have thought,
really?
Oh yeah, because. Didn't you see all the stories? Will our cell phones still work? What's going to happen to our animals? What's railroads? It wasn't Amtrak. It was one of the railroads who had to put out a thing going, hey, listen, you know, the trains don't stop for eclipses, so don't stand on the tracks and look up at like all these things. And, you know, the whole people don't look at the sun. I mean, that's the rule every day. Every day, always, that is the rule. Whether there's an eclipse or not, do not look at the sun. It has nothing to do with the actual eclipse as to why you can't look at the sun. You just can't look at the sun for
a
very long time.
It's terrible for your eyeballs.
It's bad. So don't do that. But I don't know. All these headlines I saw people were like canceling, like not going into work today. Now, if you were not going in to go watch the eclipse, I'm cool with that. But they're making it sound like there was this panic all over the place. And it's just an eclipse. It happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Every so many years. And somebody just pointed out,
Wait, so you are not, I got a really good picture without? What do you mean without?
The screen. It's bad for your phone,
Bad for your phone. Even Apple came out and said, don't do that, everybody.
Well, you know what? Good picture. Worth it.
Yes. Worth roasting my retinas. Okay, that's what she said. Someone said, I taped your eclipse glasses to my phone. Did it work? Did you get a good picture when you tried that?
Oh, interesting.
That's kind of what I should have. That's kind of what I was thinking. And that I had an extra pair of glasses. I gave them all away. But had I had an extra pair, I would have just covered all 3 of those things. Yeah, I gave them all away.
I'm surprised. There's
what point would I have? They're good for 3 hours today, and that's
Did
it.
Did you have
right?
like 4,000 pairs?
I had several dozen. I gave it to all my friends at Starbucks. I was at a couple of meetings, some committee meetings the other day, and I just took a bunch. I said, here y'all go. Here's some sunglasses. Here's some eclipse glasses. So, so that was a good try.
Nice.
4 months until a major weather event. We will see. What does that mean?
I think it's 4 months to the not the next eclipse. I don't know.
May, June, July, August. I don't know what's coming. Is there something coming up?
I don't think
Major weather event?
Maybe yeah, just right. don't highlight some of these.
Well, I highlighted the wrong one. This is the one I was going for. It said some people thought the eclipse was a sign of the rapture.
Well, you know what? I would have been fine. Honest to God. Like, let's just end this thing.
There would have been like 25 raptures so far. That like, why was this one the one? I mean, because why not the next one? Why was it this one?
Yeah.
People are nuts.
My mom is saying she heard that there's going to be 4 months until a major weather event. Okay. I doubt it.
All right. And says the pictures were not very nice. Yeah. Like she taped. Yeah. Right. I know. I couldn't do it either. I tried and it just... So, although I do have friends who are photographers who had like solar lenses and stuff and took some really cool pictures of it. But so
it was cool to see.
We lived.
We did. No Night of the Comet. Remember that 80s movie where they're safe from an eclipse like that turned everyone into a zombie because they were in a projection booth of a movie theater and it was just enough like whatever.
Okay. Nope. Yeah. I don't remember that.
Night of the Comet. It's an 80s fun movie. All right. What's not fun is when you look out your plane window and see part of the plane flying off as you're taxiing.
Yeah, not good.
Do I just do this, Dan?
Sure. Share it.
Yeah, all right, everybody. Get ready for some video that will scare the...
Well, that right there is scary enough right there. Well,
yes, just seeing that. I don't know how this will sound through my computer, but you'll get an idea.
This morning, the FAA investigating another frightening mid-air incident. The engine cover on a Southwest flight from Denver to Houston ripping open minutes after takeoff.
Let's go ahead and declare an emergency for Southwest 3695.
Exit row passengers say it happened as the plane was still ascending. They immediately lit up their call buttons.
Several of us called the flight attendant. She came over and looked at it because the pilots couldn't see any of it.
I would have just been screaming.
And she was like, oh my God.
We'd like an immediate return. We got a piece of the engine cowling hanging off, apparently.
He sounds
this
so
video
nonchalant.
Recorded
and
during the landing back in Denver.
The
cowling ripping further, slapping against the wing before becoming completely undone. Southwest says the plane landed safe.
Okay, can I just tell you, though, as terrifying... And as scary as that looks,
that's not that dangerous. I don't know. It looks pretty freaking scary to me.
Yes, it looks extremely dangerous. It's not great. I mean, it's not a good
it's not a good look. And guess what kind of plane it was?
But it's not like was it a Boeing?
It was.
Yeah, of course it was. Southwest, yeah.
It
wasn't a Max 9, was it?
I
think they're probably too new for that. Well, who knows? Their door plugs are flying open, so who knows?
Right. The article does not indicate what type of Boeing airplane it was, but it was indeed. It carried 135 people, if that gives you any idea.
So also, the other thing that is kind of funny is that stories keep happening. All those Boeings. Look, this is most of the planes in the air are Boeing. So
correct.
That's another thing to keep in mind. But that engine cowling flying off, it's not, it looks really bad. And you definitely don't want to keep flying. But the reason the pilot was like, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and declare an emergency for the, because they're probably kind of like, they're not scared. They're like, God dang it. What a pain in our butt. We got to turn around and land.
Couldn't that have feasibly like blown into a window and blown it out or hit part of the wing and knocked, or not the, like the tail and knocked it off?
They're going, you got to probably worry about it hitting part of that, wing and maybe cutting into the wing
with
the fuel and all that stuff.
A bird flying into the engine.
Well, that can happen. It doesn't matter whether the cowling's there or not. That's not going to.
I don't know. I think it looks pretty freaking scary.
It looks like, but all that stuff is going backward. I mean, now the scariest part is if a big chunk of that flies off and hits somebody on the ground, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's that metal that you see flying around, it's not that heavy. It's really, because it's really not.
But
you don't
want to
get hit
right?
with a piece of metal falling from the sky. Yes. I'm just saying.
Cut your head right off.
The engine cowling just keeps crap out of the engine. It doesn't do anything really for the flying of the plane. It doesn't keep, it just keeps.
Yeah, but I think you could also make the argument of like, if the engine cowling's flying off, what can't we see that's flying off?
Well, that actually helps you see that, look, the engine's still here and working.
But I mean,
I can see
what
it.
Else is wrong with this plane if nobody noticed?
Well, somebody was checking what's going to end up happening here is somebody was doing some maintenance, checking like the oil or something on that engine and didn't close it properly. Yeah, they have
is there a dipstick?
There's dipsticks.
I was making it funny.
So what's going to happen is somebody didn't close that properly, or they were doing some maintenance, something happened, mm-hmm. or somebody, you know, there's all those ports on the outside of the airplane say, don't step here. Right.
Yeah,
somebody probably
sure.
stepped there, bent it. It's going to be some stupid, goofy thing like that. But
some user error.
As bad as that looks, it's not as bad as you think it is. And that's why the pilots were not like, oh, no, they were just like, eh.
Yep. I would have lost my damn mind.
Yeah. Yes. And most people on a plane would look out there and go, that's.
I love that the person was just like, I'm just going to video this while also hitting my call button. My call would have been like, excuse me, a piece of the plane is literally falling off.
I'm sure word got around.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few comments here. Let's see. Keith says, my wife showed me that video and informed me we're never flying again.
Yeah. So I don't like to look at the engine or the wing. I don't want to see it.
Let's see. Paul says it was a Boeing 737-800. Okay. And Charlotte says someone was a dipstick checking the dipstick. Correct.
Correct.
Yep. Funny. So my sister might be watching this and I don't care. I'm going to tell you the story anyway.
Oh, I'm excited already.
My sister is a nervous person for some things.
Okay.
And she flew out. She doesn't like flying very much. She's better at it a lot better than she used to be, but she does not like it. And so usually I'm sort of either talking to her at the airport or something, kind of talking her through, not really talking her through, but just kind of talking to her.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, so she flies out to my brother's in New Jersey to watch. He's on vacation. And so he was on vacation. Apparently they're back. I'm not sure if he flew, but so she was at his house. You remember what happened earlier in the week out there?
The earthquake?
Earthquake. About 10 miles from where she was the epicenter.
Oh, I bet that went far.
Yeah, right. So I'm telling her, I'm like, hey, all those things you were nervous about, I bet you didn't think about an earthquake. Like that's
100%.
And now she's got to watch the video of Southwest, and I think she's flying back on us.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is.
My friend in Staten Island was working out at Orange Theory, and she's like, didn't even notice it. You know, like some people in the class kind of noticed their weight shaking, but the people in the lobby obviously noticed it. But if you're like jumping up and down and doing stuff like you probably don't even notice that. And I was like, we are, as Midwestern children born and bred, we are unprepared for an earthquake. I don't know what are you supposed to do?
Get under
for
a table.
Earthquake? Under a table?
Or in a doorway. You want something solid.
I thought I had heard
head.
About doorway.
Yeah.
And somebody else said maybe somewhere where there's less windows, like a bathroom.
You just
I know that's tornado, but is that earthquake too?
Well, just only, I mean, you don't, you know, I would not go to the bathroom because things on, you don't want things falling on you. That's the problem in the earthquake. So you want to get to, like they say, a doorway or under a table, a good solid table where if things in the room are falling, they're not going to land on your head.
Yeah, not like a table in wrestling where they throw someone on it, just shatters. Not
correct.
One of those.
Don't get one of those fake tables. I'm sorry, the wrestling tables, not fake wrestling tables. Yes.
Side note, I know you're probably a big WrestleMania person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see who made a special appearance in WrestleMania? Jason Kelce.
Oh.
It was he and another football guy.
I was going to say Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton did not. It was Jason Kelce and another former Eagle, and they came in wearing lucha masks but in the Eagles colors.
Yeah.
And they like came in and got involved in one of the fights, and they're huge.
Yeah.
They get in the ring, and the ring guys are like, who are these behemoths? Like, these guys are freaking huge. And then they get in with the wrestlers, and then there was a female wrestler at the end who was literally a quarter the size of one of the guys. It was pretty cool to watch.
And did they eventually take off their masks and show
Yeah, they eventually took off their masks. And then, of course, he took his shirt off because Jason Kelce loves to take his shirt off.
Yeah.
And it was just really funny and, like, endearing. And I'm like, oh, maybe because he just retired, maybe this is going to be his new career path.
I remember the first WrestleMania, like the first couple of them. Like,
yeah?
Yeah. So that goes back a long ways. Mm-hmm. And I don't like thinking about how long ago that was, but.
Oh, yeah. We watch a lot of, there's some shows. There's one channel that specifically loves to run like basically behind the scenes, but of like wrestling feuds or like just wrestlers' lives in general. It's very entertaining. We have watched many of them. And I've not been a wrestling fan outside of Mondo Lucha, of course. But I've not been like a WWE or whatever wrestling fan since the Hulk Hogan days, since it was WWF, even probably it was probably even WWF yet.
Yeah.
Whatever it used to be. But I do find them very fascinating to watch.
Jake the Snake is my era. Ricky the Dragon, sure. Steamboat, that's my era. I remember somebody called the Great Kabuki. Do you remember him?
I do
it
not.
It might not have been WWF. That might have been whatever the thing was when it was like in the South when they were wrestling like in gyms in Atlanta and they they were recording it and putting it on TV. But he used to blow like green smoke up or spit out like green liquid smoke up in the air. That was the Great Kabuki.
Yeah.
That's I have not, you know, mainly because I grew up and stopped.
It's so much
watching
fun.
That stuff. Yeah.
No, it's fun.
It's fake though. It's
kayfabe did.
Okay. Anyway, the earthquake was really bad. And if you're a nervous person sitting in, apparently she's like, the whole house was shaking. She's like, I thought a truck was outside getting ready, like ramming into the place. She said it was very scary. And you're right. I wouldn't even know what to do. And although we should be prepared because we have earthquake faults around here. I mean, well, not quite around here, but like in Southern Illinois. I mean, there was an earthquake, the New Madrid earthquake. I think it was in the 1820s. It actually changed the... It was like one of the biggest earthquakes we've had in this country, and it changed like the Mississippi River's path in a couple of places. Yeah.
We're learning a lot, actually.
Sorry.
This one.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. I actually was in one earthquake. Have you ever been in an earthquake? I was in one in L.A. No, oddly enough, right before September 11th. It was like just a couple of days before because it was a trip where I was there. And it felt, it was like a freight train was coming right at you and the shaking started at the bottom and then like the walls just went and then it we're like, what? Was that an earthquake? What do we do? Where should we be right now? We totally freaked out because we're like, oh my God, like what happens? I don't remember there was any aftershocks or anything. But
by the time you're thinking that, it's over. Yeah.
Yeah, it was done. It was so fast and you just didn't know what it was. And there were three of us who were originally from the Midwest and we were just like, what was that? Was that what it was?
Paul reminds us WrestleMania 1 main event Hulk Hogan and Mr. T, right? Versus I forgot it was Paul Orndorff. I was going to even say this. I remember it was Rowdy Roddy Piper and I couldn't remember who he was teamed up with. That's right. Paul Orndorff. That's correct. Mm-hmm. And then I believe was it WrestleMania 2 with Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant? That was the big finale, the big match with Hulk and Andre. I think so.
Man, the Andre the Giant behind the scenes stories are insane.
Yeah.
That guy could drink like 7 bottles of wine in a sitting.
He was French, right?
Was he French? I think so.
Yeah, Andre sounds French.
So he's somewhere from that region for sure.
Yeah. All right.
The things we learn.
You want to do story number 3 now?
Yeah, story number 3.
We're 30 minutes into the thing.
That checks out. Did you do your little timer this time?
I did, yeah. Now, this is...
Is it going to yell at you when it's time to...
Look, see, we've got
our names 5 minutes
on it.
We've
got 5 minutes before our final 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
This will change. Should I put this in the back so we can all watch when it changes?
No. Or, I mean, you can if you want. If you're just listening, you're really missing out on a timer.
I'll keep that going. Countdown. So in 5 minutes, it'll start the final 5 minute countdown.
Okay.
But we've never ended at that last 5 minute countdown either.
We didn't do it when we were on the radio either.
No.
We very rarely got to the top of the hour news time.
There's actually 0 point in me running this timer.
That's just
because
fun.
We never. Anyway, next up, Nicole.
Yeah.
You've almost got me convinced to become a member at Costco.
I don't know what else I would need to tell you to get you there because it's the best.
Yeah, Nicole loves Costco. And I hear so many Costco stories almost to the point where I'm just like, you know, at first you're like, will you stop talking about Costco? And then you're like, well, this place is sounding kind of good. And then you tell so many Costco stories. I'm like, I don't know why I'm not at Costco right now.
I
should be there.
You should.
So anyway, I'm probably, and we have one right up the road too.
Even more reason.
So I'm thinking about doing it. One of the things that I've heard about Costco is I've heard people talk about the food court at Costco.
Oh, yeah. You get good stuff at the food court.
I will also say that Sam's, because we were a member at Sam's Club for many years. We're not now. But they also had like a really cheap food court. And
but was it good?
I thought so. I thought it was, and they also had like a hot dog and soda deal and everything. And I don't quite remember all the specifics, but
right.
That's apparently one of the things that Costco is famous for, their hot dog deal.
$1.50 for a hot dog and a soda. And it's a decent size hot dog. This isn't like some little skinny mini, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't they also have like pizzas too?
Yeah,
like
you can buy an entire pizza for $10. They've like play around with a few of the items. They have frozen yogurt sundaes, just frozen yogurt things, obviously just soda.
But it's pretty cheap. It's pretty inexpensive food at the food court. That's kind of
correct.
The whole point of that thing,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, they're about to launch a quote unquote major crackdown at Costco's.
What do you mean? On what?
You are now going to have to prove you're a member at Costco to buy food at Costco.
Isn't that already the rule?
Yes, but they don't enforce it. And I'm telling you, nothing drives a customer. Look what pen I'm using. I'm sorry, a little ADD here, but that's our still spinning pen.
That is actually one of the swags I bought.
Yes, that's right. So apparently there's a way to kind of get around that because you can go to the membership desk.
Yeah, you can sneak around it. I could totally see that, but I didn't realize that you didn't have to be a freaking member.
You do.
To buy the deal.
You do have
but
to
I
be.
Mean,
but they never check. They've never checked on this because they're like, we're assuming if you're here, you're a member. And people, so apparently this is happening where generally near where there's a lot of construction going on, where there's a lot
sure.
of, so you've got all these workers and apparently this happens next to like office buildings and everything too, who know they can come over and just go, hey, I need to go to the membership desk. And they walk right past the membership desk and buy their $1.50 hot dog and soda and nobody says anything. Well, that, ladies and gentlemen, is coming to an end.
Thank goodness. I am a rule follower. And I hate it when other people don't follow the rules.
I do too.
This is interesting because I was recently at Costco, like within the past 2 weeks, maybe, and to return something and noticed that they have, because in my Costco, the returns and the service desk are like kind of in the same area. And now they have the returns is completely sectioned off from everything else. So you can't, if you're making a return, you can't just go into the store, which is, I think, probably another way people were doing it. And it really, we kind of stopped buying stuff from the food court because it got really insane as far as how many people were there. And,
it's just
chaos. And I wonder how much of that is people that weren't supposed to be there.
Also, I wonder how much of that is people who are members at Costco, but are like, I can't afford food anywhere else. Like, or I'm going to have a cheap food day and we're going to go to Costco because food is so McDonald's meal with its, you know, burger, fries and a soda is like $8 or $9 now.
You can buy an entire Costco rotisserie chicken for $4.99. And it's delicious.
Apparently, though, animal people are not happy about this. I mean, they're not going to be happy about it anyway.
And
because
we're eating
a chicken.
What are,
right.
They're not going to be happy about anything.
Because Costco goes through so many chickens that it's becoming a thing.
Oh, people, like, you can tell when it's almost time for the rotisserie chickens to come out because it's like the freaking vultures. They start circling the area where it comes out. And when they're taking these chickens out, they're bringing out like 50.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of chickens in that rotisserie thing, but people have to like shove to get in and get their thing. I'm like, all
right.
This
does not sound good.
No, it isn't. But you know what? I've never not gotten one. I just wait. Just wait till everyone gets out of the way. But they're delicious chickens. $5. Can't beat it.
I feel like
I've almost cracked you. I've got to find the one item that's really going to be... It's going to send you.
Yeah, but the problem is, if these lines are like you're telling me and it's as crazy as it is here, I don't want to do it.
Well, it's not, I mean, just don't.
Because the $1.50 hot dog will get me there.
That right?
Yeah, but not if I have to wait for 35 minutes.
Oh, I don't think you have to wait 35 minutes, but it is a bit chaotic. And it doesn't help that our food court, and I don't know, maybe all Costco's are like this, is like right next to the exits, which, you know, is how people were sneaking in the first place. But now it's like getting out. It's like chaos. We're in the negative. We're in the red, Dan.
That just means don't start a new topic. Okay. That's what that final 5 minute means. Although we did last week.
I know, because I didn't see that. Now I can see it.
So. But I had another one.
Costco liquor is great because it's all made like the Costco, the Kirkland. Kirkland is the signature brand at Costco.
Right.
All of the Kirkland liquor is made by big time distilleries. It's not like cheap. It's not. Oh, what's the...
Not bathtub gin or anything?
Yeah, it's not like that. It's actually good stuff. Just saying.
The Yeah. So I'll probably end up going at some point, probably end up just being a member. Although the problem is I get in those places and you know how I am. Like if I see,
oh my God, you're gonna have 400.
Right.
Of
I don't need to be going to these places is the problem. Yeah.
The gas is cheaper too, which is nice.
It's
and
crazy.
The gas pumps are open different hours than the store, which most people don't know. So you can go starting as early as I think it's like 6 a.m. to get gas and as late as like 8 p.m. And if you go in the off hours, like there's nobody there.
I don't think in Wisconsin they can sell it for cheaper than.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, it's cheaper here in Illinois.
I mean, they can sell it for, I don't think they can sell it for like less, like it can't be like a loss leader. Like a lot of places, you know, they can't take 10 cents off a gallon. You have to pay, you have to sell it for what you pay for it. They paid for it. Like you can't, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'll probably end up going. Although I got to tell you, it's crazy what people will do for free food.
Oh, man, the people getting the samples. I rarely eat the samples, mostly just because I'm not interested. And also because people are bonkers. Like they're standing in front of these poor people.
Like, I got
my tortilla chip.
I got a coupon when the new Qdoba opened up near us. This was a few years ago. And this was even pre-pandemic. So this has got nothing to do with that. They're like, hey, we're opening up our new one. And here you go on Thursdays, you know, just to kind of start things off. Here's a free, and you didn't need to buy one. It wasn't buy one, get one. It's just like, here's a free burrito.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, oh, free burrito. That's cool. I'm like, well, ain't no way I'm going at noon because I know what that's going to look like. So I'll wait till about 2 in the afternoon. Nicole, I kid you not, the line was still. I'm like, you got, like, the chance of me waiting in line for a free. I'm trying to think, like, what could actually get me to wait in line?
Free iPhone.
Not for
really?
not in that giant of a line. I mean,
I don't know. For $1,000, I'd probably for an $8 burrito.
Yeah, $1,000. Yes, I probably would. But certainly, yeah, certainly not for a, I think at this time, $6 burrito, right? There's no chance that I'm going to get in that line. But people do it because it's free food and they will do, you know, it's like the radio station prize. You can go on the radio. You can go on the air and go, hey, we're giving away a box of shit and give us a call right now at 333-2121. And the people will call.
Light them up. It'll light up.
Bring, all the lines will go.
Yep. And then they'll go, is it Dan's or Nicole's?
Yeah.
Because yours was definitely more popular than mine.
They might at that point go, wait a minute, what am I trying to win? Because they don't pay that close attention to what they just hear the phone number, call now to win. They're going to do it. And they don't pay that close attention to what it was.
Yeah.
All right. A couple more things before we get on out of here. Okay. Ann says it takes 10 minutes or less to get through our line, through our lines.
Like her Costco's lines.
Oh, I thought she worked at Costco. I'm like, I don't think so, but okay.
I'm assuming she means like. You know.
Yeah. Paul says, start enforcing that rule. Yeah. Well, this is a whole other topic on stores that have rules and don't enforce them and then leave it to the rest of us to stand there and enforce them.
Yeah. It's BS.
Although I did happen at a Quick Trip where somebody, because at a Quick Trip, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's you know, there's the get over here in line. But there's also you can usually walk in the front door and go right up to the register, but the line is over on the other side and there's people waiting to go. And it happens quite a bit where somebody just like, I'm not waiting in line. And sometimes it's because they don't know. If you're not from the area, you're not whatever, you walk in and go, oh, look, there's an open person standing right there at the register. I'll just walk right up there. Sometimes. And then sometimes people just know that they're not. Well, it's actually happened twice now where I've seen somebody walk in and they will tell them, nope, sir, there's a line over there. Like, yeah, good for
and
you.
As well they should.
That's absolutely right. Because if we're all going to stand in the line and wait, because otherwise it's just chaos and anarchy.
I agree. Dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria. People waited like 8 hours when White Castle opened in Orlando and they weren't giving away free food.
And it's White Castle. I mean, that's not even good.
This is a Quad City thing, too, because anytime a new food restaurant opens back up where I'm originally from in the Quad Cities, there was a Popeye's Chicken that opened up in Davenport. And the line, if I said it was a quarter of a mile long, that would be an exaggeration. I actually filmed, I got in my car and drove, filmed the entire line. Just because I'm like, this has got to be a joke. They also were not giving away anything for free. I'm like, you guys know if you go tomorrow...
Right.
There's no line, right? You'll be fine.
Yeah, although I do feel like Popeye's does take
so
a while.
Good. But it's so
delicious.
Good.
It's delicious.
It's so good. That
it's delicious.
Red beans and rice and the mashed potatoes. Oh, that's so good.
Yep.
Yeah, see, unsure about Costco, but you do DoorDash and Grubhub. That's fair.
Not wrong.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
Now, if you ever DoorDash a $1.50 Costco hot dog, I am going to drive to your house and slap you across the face.
Well, so it'd be DoorDashing a $1.50 Costco hot. But first of all, you got to be a member, so I don't know if the, you know, I'd do that. But then that would end up costing like $9.
That's why I'm saying I will come to your house and slap you across the face, because that will be the ultimate, like, why bother?
Can you hear the cat beating on my door to get in this room?
No.
Yeah. He's getting a little more comfortable. He's like, yeah, he's slam, he's slam, like, slam, oh, slam.
He's like, hey, it's podcast time. Why am I not in here?
Where's my little headphones? Didn't tell me. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, what the heck?
All right.
What the heck? All right.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great. All right, everybody. We are well over our time. Yes, it's now in a negative countdown, I think.
Here's Nick. I don't know who this
is. Nico.
Oh, you know Nico. Why did this pop up on my page for you when you were talking about Popeyes?
Ah, Nico,
love
that's pretty funny.
That chicken from Popeyes.
Oh, it's so good. All right, everyone. This has been episode 48 of the Still Spinning Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in.
We worked our way into episode 49 now, too.
And maybe even 50.
We're at episode 48.3.
You know what? We just like to talk. We like each other. We enjoy each other's company, and this is always a good time. And we enjoy you all and the comments. We really do. So if you would like to, if you're interested in sponsoring our podcast, you can get bonus content. So you could hear this normal content plus stuff that only you would have access to.
Yep.
We have talked about some things on those bonus podcasts. Let me tell you that right now. But you can find out how to become a spinner at stillspinningpodcast.com. You can listen to our back episodes. You can buy some merch. You can also find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, all of the places. We thank you so much for being here. We hope you have a great rest of your week. We hope your retinas are fully safe from the eclipse that we had today. Everyone seems to be doing fine. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.